This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cardinals Nationals in D.C. at 8:05. Dakota Hudson with his back to the wall, down three. The Nationals one win away from their first World Series ever. Patrick Corbin going for Washington, and they're favored already, minus about 27 for the sweep. And winning game four. Carver, how do you think it's lights out for the Cardinals? Are going to get swept?
I do. I just don't think they have anything left with them in them. They've been absolutely
humiliated
throughout all three games. They haven't scored any runs.
I don't ever remember them ever being this bad in a championship series.
Look, I thought going into the series that the Nationals were better than them. I did not think that this would be a sweep, but there's a good chance it's going to be tomorrow. Really good chance.
Yeah, I didn't see them getting swept at all. I don't think a person on the face of the earth would have said they'd get swept.
I don't think anybody thought it'd be a sweep.
I mean, that is crazy. They have been utterly dominated. And again tonight, it was the same thing. What, 8-1?
Yep.
I mean, that's just humiliating. And Strasburg, 12 strikeouts. And then Flaherty, right? What did he? He gave up 5 hits, 4 earned runs, 2 walks, 6 Ks. Everybody said he was the best pitcher in the second half in baseball. No, he wasn't. Garrett Cole was.
Yeah, absolutely. Cole was.
And are you willing to take that chance on the Yankees tomorrow to beat them?
Yeah, I am. I'm not saying they're gonna beat them. I would take a chance on it. Just because of what he did in Fenway last year in the ALCS, he was not good. So I think getting him out of Minute Maid and having him pitch on the road, which is what happened by them having to play 5 games against the Rays,
right.
Hopefully that is a little bit of a factor tomorrow. We'll see.
Mavia, do you think Cole beats the Yankees at the Bronx? They were 3-0 against him in 2017 in the Bronx. The Yankees won all 3 games.
This is 2019. 2017 means nothing to me. That guy's been on fire this year.
But, I mean, they've proven that they can beat Houston anywhere. They beat them in Houston, and they beat them 3 here. This is when they played in the ALCS 2 years ago.
Right.
So now they're playing them again in the ALCS in New York tomorrow afternoon. Do you think they can win the game?
I think Houston's going to win that game. I think Cole's just ridiculous right now. You know, we've talked about the struggles of some of these other top guys like Scherzer, of Kershaw. Cole just hasn't seemed to do that to me in the playoffs. You know,
Scherzer didn't struggle
this game.
Last
night. He showed up last night in the last start. You know, there was before that they were all over him because of
his dominated
the wild card and earlier in that series. But he dominated in that game for sure. But people were all over him earlier in that series. I don't have that worry about Cole. That guy's been ridiculous this year.
So he had a Scherzer. He also, because Sanchez had a no-hitter going into the 8th inning or whatever, and Scherzer had one going as well.
Yeah, through like 5 or 6. You see the last time that was done in the playoffs was against the Red Sox in 2013 by Anibal Sanchez
and
Max Scherzer.
Yeah, the same
back-to-back games.
Yeah, I don't know. That game is so crazy. Like, that number just stares at you, plus $1.45 or whatever, right? That's just a nice payout if they beat them.
I mean, they're also facing the best pitcher in the league this year. So it's a very, you know, I think the line is probably right. I could understand the Yankees being dogs to him, even though the game's at the stadium tomorrow. I get it. Because think about what it would have been if that game was in Houston.
How hard do you think it'll be to score runs off of him?
I think the Yankees are going to try to win the type of game that they unfortunately could not win last night in Houston, which is a
3-2 game.
3-2 type of game. They are going to look to get their 4 or 5 innings out of Severino, bring in all their guys. They're looking to do what they did last night.
How did Severino do against the Astros?
I didn't pitch against them this year. Severino,
but I mean,
pitched against
was
2
he,
years ago?
Yeah.
I'd have to go back and look and see what he did in that series.
because he's been their man, right? For the last, him and Tanaka have been their pitchers the last couple of years.
But you're not getting a full Severino right now. He's not going to go out there tomorrow and throw eight innings. I mean, the guy's only going to throw four or five innings.
Right.
He's not stretched out. He hasn't.
But they have a great bullpen.
They have a great bullpen, and they made all the right moves last night. Everything that Boone and Cashman and the Yankees did in that game,
right,
when they brought guys in, look, they used everybody. The idea was, by the time you got to the 11th inning and the 10th and the 11th, when you had to start bringing in Sabathia and Loaisiga and Happ, you don't want to see those guys in any playoff game. But you used everybody else, and you used them all perfectly. The problem was they didn't score any runs.
Right.
When they took Paxton out of that game really early, they found a way to get to the 10th inning even up with Justin Verlander. And they even got it to Verlander out of the game after 7.
Right.
And they just couldn't push a run across.
Couldn't get a run.
And that's where they lost that game last night.
Richard in Myrtle Beach, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
I love your show. Listen to you every night, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
Got a question for you.
Right.
Being a Nats fan, I think the Nats are going to go to the World Series, especially the way they're hitting and pitching now. And I know both the Yankees and the Astros are excellent teams. They're very, very strong. If the Nationals go and they play either one of them, would anybody give them a chance to win the World Series, or will they take the American League over the National League? I'll listen for your response.
So he's asking me, do they have a chance in the World Series?
Can the Nationals beat the Astros or the Yankees?
Yeah, I think they – you know, how can you say they can't?
With that pitching, they absolutely –
yeah, they have a really good team. So, I think they could,
Their pitching can absolutely slow down those two lineups. Are they the two best lineups? Of course. But – great pitching can win. You know, it's just that simple.
Yeah. There's no denying that it can. I don't know.
If you're going to go into a fight with the Yankees, you want to go into it with arms. You go in with arms.
Yeah.
You could beat them. Same thing with the Astros, because the Astros got a stacked lineup too. You go in there with arms.
And so do the Yankees.
Right. Either way, you know, you got to bring arms to that.
Because their bullpen's better than all of them.
Well, the Yankees have the best bullpen. There's no question.
Well, to me, the game's a lot more than just the starter in these playoff games. Like you saw it last night.
But the reason why the Nats are where they are is because of their starters. That's why the Nats are one game from the World Series.
And the Astros.
The Nats are getting 7-8 innings every night from Strasburg and Scherzer, Anibal Sanchez, Patrick Corp, their guys aren't throwing four or five innings and they're coming out.
They're going deep.
They're going deep into games and they're not giving up runs.
I think the Nationals can beat anybody. Obviously, they're on the verge of sweeping the Cardinals out of the pennant. And I think that they're going to have, like, this thing. The other thing is game three tomorrow. This thing will be over tomorrow.
Yeah.
And the other one's going to go 6 or 7.
It's going to go into the weekend.
It's going to go into the weekend.
I know
for
that
sure.
The Yankees took all three from
That's
them
not happening.
2 years ago. They're not going to take, I don't believe, all three from them this time. I think that they will be back in Houston on Saturday. But if I'm the Yankees, like we talked about Friday, me and you, if I'm the Yankees, I want to get this thing done in 6 or less because, you know, you got Cole tomorrow, and if there's a game 7, he's going to be standing there on Sunday in Houston. And you don't want any part of that. Because that ballpark,
but that's exactly what you're gonna get
at home. He is really like,
and if
out.
He beat, and if he beat him, if he beats him tomorrow, he'll beat him Sunday, right?
Look, I would not like the chances on Sunday if they got to face Cole.
I like their chances against him a lot better tomorrow than I do
on
Sunday.
That's why tomorrow is when they have to get him, and they have to get 3 of these next 4. That's the way I look at it. You got 3 out of 4 games here. You got to win 3 of the next 4. I don't like their chances if they had to play a game 7 Sunday in Houston. I just don't like it.
Oh, the humanity of it
all. You got to find a way.
I got agita just thinking about it.
And the hard part is that even if they went back to Houston up 3-2, you know, Verlander's going to be sitting there, right? Verlander will be sitting there on Saturday.
Listen, I think they can beat him.
Yes, I think they showed last – look, Verlander was very good last night, but you saw.
And then they beat Greinke.
Opportunities. Well,
is he even going to pitch again?
He'll pitch again.
Where?
In Yankee Stadium. Good luck. But he's going to pitch again. They got to pitch him. Who are they pitching?
Right.
They're going to pitch him.
So he's going to pitch, what, like Friday?
As of now, it would be Thursday is game. We obviously don't. This could really screw things up, this weather situation.
Verlander, Cole, Greinke is there, 1-2-3.
Right. So allegedly right now, Greinke would be lined up again to pitch game 5, which right now is Thursday in the Bronx. Now, there's a weather situation in New York for Wednesday.
Right.
So there's a chance there's no game 4 on Wednesday, which would push games 4 and 5 back a day to Thursday and Friday.
So if the rain would only affect the Yankee game on Wednesday, because if the Nationals sweep tomorrow, it's over. They'd be done.
Yeah, I mean, the Nationals would be done if they.
But why? Is the schedule set up for them to play Wednesday as well?
If there's a game 5 in D.C., it's on Wednesday afternoon, yes.
Right. So they go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and that thing.
Right. They would be off Thursday and then play Friday, Saturday, game 6 and 7. But I don't think it's going back to St. Louis, at least not at this point, down 3-0.
Right. They look like they're shot. Like they got nothing left.
I agree.
I mean, they walked out of that dugout, like down those steps, like, God, I wish it was over tonight.
One more and we can get out of here.
And then just be done with it.
Yep.
Because they blew it.
Had their best guy on the mound tonight. Tonight was their night to get back in the series. You had Flaherty pitching. I know you were on the road, but that's a game where if you can get it to 2-1 tonight, it's a whole new series. But now you're done.
But they didn't, and so now they're toast.
Finished.
It really is unbelievable. And his stuff is filthy, Strasburg. 12 strikeouts tonight. I mean, he really, to me, I got to give credit to Scherzer, though, over the weekend or whatever it was, Saturday. He looked great. He looked like an animal on Saturday.
He was awesome.
But to me, Strasburg's been the better pitcher. Strasburg's been the best. And I can't even believe what Sanchez did. That was the killer right there. That they could stick him out there in game 1 and he did that. He went into the 8th inning with a no-hitter. Can you even believe that he started that series and went into the 8th inning with a no-hitter? I mean, that's enough to kill you right there. That they're like the last guy on their staff went out and shut you down like nobody's business. I didn't see that coming, right? That Anibal Sanchez.
I mean, we were in here doing the show. We were like, the guy's got a no-hitter.
We couldn't even believe it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.